Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I'm so excited today to be on our radio broadcast this afternoon. I just give God all the praise and glory. I give him reverence. I give God reverence, who is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence and to everyone in their respective places, I just give God praise and glory for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I just thank and praise him for waking me up this morning, just giving me a mind to look up. And I give God praise for that today. We're going to get ready to go into our worship service. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have our devotion followed by testimony service and part of the service, and then we're going to have the Word of God and an altar call. So today we're getting ready to go into our devotion service. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we'll go forward. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organ. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. And praise him for starting you on your way. And praise ye the Lord. And praise God for blood running warm in your body. And praise ye the Lord. And let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. We have just read you Psalm 150 in its entirety. Father, we come this morning humbly before your throne of grace this morning, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come this morning just confessing this morning and repenting and asking your forgiveness and your cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord, for repentance, Lord. And we thank you for your grace this morning, God. And we thank you for your mercy this morning, Father. We just give you all praise and glory, Lord. And there is nobody like you, Lord. And Father, I ask you this morning, God, to look down on our worship service this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you this afternoon, God, to send your power down, God, on the Nahora Basandarosi. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let your power fall, Lord, on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall, Lord, on the speaker today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to send your anointing. Put a shift in the atmosphere right now. We need to hear a word from you, Lord. And we just thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you to let the speaker decrease and that the Holy Ghost may increase them. In the name of Jesus, send your power, Lord, and send your power today, God. Send your power down, Lord, on this radio broadcast. We need you today. We need you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we need you today. And we can't make it without you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we need you right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We just thank you right now, God. We thank you for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you today, God, that you got us up out the bed this morning with all the activities of our limbs. And we thank you today. Gave us a sound mind in the name of Jesus. A sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory and we give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, hallelujah. We just thank and praise God on today. We thank God today. We thank him today. God is such a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I just give God reverence, who is my life. He's the head of my life and he is my life. I just thank him today. We're going into our testimony service. You know, I can testify all by myself. I thank God on today. He's been with me for many years, all my life. And I thank God on today. I thank him today. I give God glory and I give him praise right now in the name of Jesus. God just, he watch over us all night and night. And then he wake us up. We don't wake our own self up. The alarm clock don't wake us up. God wake us up, and I thank him for it. He don't have to do it.
I thank you for covering me, all this stuff going around, all this COVID, all this kind of stuff. I thank God today. I thank him today. I thank him today. We got so much to thank God for. I just thank him right now. I give him praise and glory right now. I just give God praise on today. He is a mighty, mighty God. And I just thank him how he blessed my family, blessed my husband. I thank God on today. I thank him today with a roof over our head, you know, our health and strength. I just thank God today. I give God praise and glory today, and I honor God on today. I honor him today. So I'm going to play a song, and we're going to, if anyone else have a testimony after this song, this is your time to testify.
Save you, God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create. A clean heart, so that I may worship you. Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. I need you to
only God I'm thankful.
God can make us change. He can change us himself. He don't need no help. When God changes, when he turns you around, when he do his thing, it's done. When he open doors, and can't nobody close them. And when he close them, can't nobody open them. This is your finest hour if you want to testify. This is the time to testify right now. Amen. Anyone? We're going to go on. Well, I and like I said, I just thank God. He's been good. And y'all, we got so much to thank God for. We have so many things because all these people dying, they getting sick and all this kind of stuff. And we not. God got us covered under the blood. We in his secret place. God got a good place and he have angels protecting us. His blood is a blood cover to us. And I thank and praise God for it today, because if not, you know, we have to keep focused on God and what he's going to do. But I just thank and praise God anyway. I thank and praise God today. So if there's no more testimonies, we're going to get ready to go into our to the Word of God. We give God praise and we give God glory. We just thank God for who he is. So we're going to get ready to hear the Word of God. Today we have one of the prophets, ministers, preachers, pastors, teachers, to bring out a word for us today, Prophetess Lakelia Sattler. And we just want to just thank and praise God for her on today and how he's about to use her. So without further ado, we want Prophetess Sattler to come on with the Word of God.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Apostle Deborah Dean. I love you. I thank God for this opportunity.
Amen.
Can you hear me clearly? I've been trying to get my...
Yeah, you clear.
Song together.
Yeah, you clear.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to thank God for another opportunity to stand before his people. With his word, amen. So without further ado, amen, I just want to go off into prayer. Father God,
amen.
We come to you, oh God, to give you glory on today, Lord. We come,
yes,
oh God, just to bless your holy name, oh God, for there is no God like you, oh God. We exalt you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, for you are the King of kings
God.
And the Lord of lords, and we lift your name
God.
On high, hallelujah.
Yes,
we bless
God.
Your
hallelujah.
Name, oh God, in the name
yes,
of
God.
Jesus. Glory to
of...
God. Father, I
yes,
come
God.
Now, oh God, asking, oh God, that you allow your Holy Ghost, oh God, to increase in me on today, oh God, and that
yes,
I might
God.
Decrease in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
let the
Lord
words
Jesus.
Of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy
yes,
oh Lord,
God.
Hallelujah. My strength and my redeemer. Glory to God.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So today I'm going to be coming from 2 Kings, the 19th chapter.
All right.
Verses 14 through 19. However, we're not going to read all of the verses. I want you guys to go back and just kind of dive into 2 Kings chapter 19. But there is a word from the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to pull out a couple of verses. Verses 15. And it says, "And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwelleth between the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kings of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth." Verse 16 says, "Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see." I'm going to leave it right there, the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I just encourage you guys to go back and read over that scripture. It will bless your life. But King Hezekiah came to the throne in the wake of his father's disasters. And with the memory of the glory days of his grandfather, King Jotham, whom still reigned when Hezekiah was a child, rightly concluding that these hardships have come upon Judah because they had abandoned the Lord. And let me go back to give a topic and a subtopic. So the topic will be weapon of mass destruction. And my subtopic will be take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Hezekiah instituted the most sweeping religious reforms of all the kings before and after him. And as a result, during his 29-year reign, he was successful in everything that he did. Now, no small accomplishment given the very difficult times during which he reigned. Hezekiah's lifelong ambition was to regain national sovereignty, willingly surrendered by his father Ahaz as a convenient solution to a relatively minor invasion. He ultimately achieved this, facing extreme crisis with the help of the Lord. Now, I want to say right here that there are some things that we should, that should be on our agenda to regain that we have lost. Amen. And might I say that these things may not be easy to accomplish, but we have to use our weapon of mass destruction, and that is prayer. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on. We have
to learn how to take it to the Lord in prayer. You see, Hezekiah was a phenomenal king, and he often became the target of warring nations. The king of Azariah is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. 2 Chronicles 32.
All right.
So many times in life, we find out that so many things are much more powerful than we are. And Hezekiah found out that this nation was more powerful than he was. And see, they made plans to overthrow Judah, Hezekiah's kingdom. And we have some issues and some situations and circumstances in our lives that seem to be much more powerful than we are. And it seems like it is about to overthrow us and overtake us. You see, but Hezekiah, he had to rely on the weapon of mass destruction. Amen. Hezekiah knew the cruelty of the Assyrians. As the Assyrian war machine moved in closer, Hezekiah bargained, negotiated, and made a deal with the enemy. And how many times have we tried to bargain, negotiate, and make deals with the enemy?
The king lied
to Hezekiah, and he sent his people in demanding that they surrender. And there are some cases where the enemy would try to discourage you. He is mm-hmm. trying to get you to surrender. He is trying to get you to give up. Glory to God. He is mm-hmm. trying to get you to throw in the towel. But I just come by to tell you on today to don't you dare give up. You better learn how to pray in this day and hour.
Come on.
You
now.
See, we've got mm-hmm. to know how to fight the enemy. Pull out your weaponry mm-hmm. and go to war with the devil. Glory to God.
Yeah.
To use your weapon mm-hmm. of mass destruction mm-hmm. and wipe the enemy out. Glory to God. And what is a weapon of mass destruction? The term weapons of mass destruction was primarily a reference to nuclear weapons. Yeah, I know
all
this
right.
seems to be a little natural, but you have to look at this spiritually today. People of God,
mm-hmm.
we have to have a weapon of mass destruction to fight the enemy.
Come on.
And that weapon mm-hmm. is called prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hezekiah, he knew the importance of prayer. He knew that prayer draws us closer to God. He knew that prayer was mm-hmm. powerful, and he knew that prayer brings a place of peace and a prayer to protect us. Glory to God. Hezekiah
yes.
consistently used the same battle plan.
Mm-hmm.
And may I add that Webster states that plan means to arrange a method of scheme beforehand. We got
mm-hmm.
to have a plan beforehand. What is our plan? Somebody say
all
prayer.
Right.
Prayer is our game plan.
Yeah.
Prayer was certainly Hezekiah's game plan. And here are
mm-hmm.
some quick points to recognize as he began to master his game plan.
Mm-hmm.
The first point I want to talk about is Hezekiah's proclamation. Hezekiah
right.
said, I know exactly how to handle this. I know exactly what to do. You see, Hezekiah
yeah.
had a prayer life, and he acted
mm-hmm.
in great faith. And he took the threatening letter before the Lord, and he spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have learned that whatever it is, take it to the Lord in prayer.
Come on.
You see, we got to learn
yeah.
how to spread it out before him. And God
yeah.
will handle it. Spread it
yes,
out before
will.
The Lord and watch him work it out for you. Hezekiah
mm-hmm.
informed us that whatever it may be, that we can immediately bring it to God because God
yeah.
can handle it. What now, God? I can hear Hezekiah asking these questions. What now, God? What's
mm-hmm.
my first move, and what do I do next? He knows everything
mm-hmm.
anyway. God is waiting on us. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us
Come
are struggling
on.
In some areas of our lives, and it's too big
yeah.
for us? But it's just right for God. You see, there is
yeah.
nothing too hard for God.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to God about it. Spread it out before the Lord and
yeah.
bring it to God, and he will fix it. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
I dare that you take
hallelujah.
It to the Lord and spread it out
yes,
before
Lord.
Him. Hallelujah. And watch him
hallelujah.
Work it out for you.
Yes,
glory
God.
To God. The second
Thank
point
you,
is Hezekiah's prayer. Hezekiah started to pray. You see, Hezekiah knew how to get a prayer through to the King of Kings
mm-hmm.
and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
Hezekiah knew his place, and he knew God's place. And might I just
yeah.
say right up in here, glory to God, that we have to know our place, hallelujah, in the Lord.
Come on.
Glory, hallelujah, and we got to know and understand God's place, glory. You see, he knew
yes.
that you really can't pray effectively without worshiping God. You see, prayer
yes.
first and foremost ought to be about worship, glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
God alone is
yes,
worthy
Lord.
Of our undiluted worship. He is worthy of our praise, glory, hallelujah. God
yes.
is worthy alone.
Yes.
Glory. In prayer, Hezekiah acknowledged that the Lord alone is God over the kingdom of the earth. He acknowledged that God was
yes.
the creator of the heavens and the earth. God,
yes,
you exist,
Lord,
before all creation. Neither the earth nor the highest heaven can contain you. You see, God, you are over all and through all. Everything exists in you. And nowhere is your presence. Is your presence absent? Glory. Hezekiah began worshiping God. Hallelujah. We have got to learn and know how to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. And in spirit and in truth. My God, I just bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. God, you are awesome, God. You are mighty. You are powerful, God. And I bless your name. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to worship him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we see Hezekiah's proclamation and then Hezekiah's prayer. Now let's check out Hezekiah's plea. Hezekiah closed his prayer with a bold plea. He said, deliver us, O God. Let it all know that you are the one true God. And I am really impressed with Hezekiah's relationship that he was with, that he has with God. Because it allows him to have a holy boldness with God. We have to understand that the closer we get to God through our prayer and supplication, the more intimate we become with our Father. It allows us to have holy boldness, glory. We don't want to be guilty of surprising God. We haven't said goodness what to God all week. And here we come when things gets bad or when we get in a jam. You see, God is still waiting on some of us to show up. Hallelujah, in our prayer closet. You missed your prayer time with God, and guess what? God is still there. Hallelujah, my God. Hezekiah said, incline your ear, O Lord, and open your eyes, O Lord, and see, my God, my God. In other words, do you hear these folk, the things that they are saying and the things that they are trying to do, God? When we are consistently praying and in God's presence, we are able to talk with God like Hezekiah did. Hezekiah had already been in his prayer closet. And when he went back, God was ready to talk some more. My God. Hezekiah didn't have to wonder if God would be there when he came. Because he had already been talking to God all the day long. You see, we should pray without ceasing. My God, pray. Hallelujah. Without ceasing.
Hallelujah.
Prayer should be nigh. Prayer should be near to our hearts.
Yes.
The more you grow in your prayer life, the bolder you become in your prayer.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. And the closer, hallelujah, you get to God, the closer God gets to you. So let us not surprise God when we come before him in the time of trouble. We have got to learn how to trust God and depend on him and trust the process. In Psalms 5:3, David said he would pray every morning. Samuel, he prayed all the night long. And Daniel prayed three times a day. You will find that in Daniel 6:10. And Paul and Silas prayed at midnight. Come on. Get your prayer life in order. When we have our prayer life in order, an intimate relationship with God, we don't have to wonder if God would be there when we come before him. We don't have to wonder if God would act on our behalf. You see, Hezekiah, he knew that God would act on his behalf, and he knew that God would be there. My God, he depended on God, glory to God, to help him.
Yes.
Hezekiah, he knew he was out of his league with facing the Assyrians. And there are some circumstances and some issues that we are facing that are totally out of our league. But we have to learn how to depend on the Lord. And I don't think it mattered the size of the battle. Hezekiah was going to depend on God. Every time and in every situation, he made up in his mind that he would depend on God to deliver him. And that's how we have to be. It doesn't matter the size of the battle. It doesn't matter the situation. We have to make up in our minds and depend on the Lord to deliver us. My God, amen.
Yes.
I bless God.
Yes, yes.
You see, Hezekiah, yes, he was confident that God would deliver him and his people. Hezekiah had faith,
yes,
in God that allowed him to pray with confidence and with boldness. He knew that it's impossible to please God without faith. So Hezekiah's,
yes,
faith and confidence was on point. So who, my question is, who are we putting our faith in?
Come
and
on.
What are we putting our faith in? I just want to say this. God loves each and every last one of us. God loves,
yes,
us. He desires,
yes,
to commune with us,
yes,
daily. And when things are going well and when things are not, all of us are precious in the sight of the Lord. How do I know? Because he gave his only begotten son that we might,
yes,
give glory to God. I am so grateful,
yes,
hallelujah, that we have an intercessor that is seated on the right hand of the Father, glory, hallelujah,
now,
making intercession for us. He is fighting,
mm-hmm,
and he is ruling on our behalf. He is,
yes,
our Redeemer. Glory to God.
Come
he
on
is
now.
Our way maker. My God, he is,
yes,
our Savior, and his name is Jesus.
Yes.
You know Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus,
yes,
gave his life that we might have life. He,
mm-hmm,
came to save his people from their sins. And I thank God for Jesus,
yes,
today. Hallelujah. You see, the blood of Jesus will cover every area of our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus will cleanse every area,
yes,
of our lives. The blood,
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord,
prevails. Hallelujah. And I dare you today to use your weapon of mass destruction. Hallelujah.
Come
I just
on,
thank and praise God for the opportunity.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I pray,
Lord,
that something
thank
was
you
said and done, that we have got to learn how to use our prayer life. We have to learn how to,
yes,
pray.
God.
My God, we have to have a,
yes,
relationship with God beforehand.
Yes.
We cannot allow the enemy to overtake us and to overthrow us.
Yes.
My God, we have got to learn how to pray. My God, take it to the Lord in prayer. I beg,
yes,
you to set some time apart every day.
Yes.
Set some time to pray. My,
yes,
God, get you a set time, 6 a.m., 12 noon, 6 p.m., and take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us not,
yes,
surprise God when we say, hey, God, help me, Lord. Let us not surprise him, my God, but let's build this intimate relationship with God through our prayer,
yes, Lord,
and through prayer. Amen. God bless you. I love,
amen,
you, God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Sala. It's a honor, a privilege. That was an awesome message, and it was confirmed. It just scared me because I was reading in 2 Kings behind you, and I just flipped the Bible over to Isaiah chapter 37, and it's right there. It's a Hezekiah's prayer, and it started me so bad I was flipping back and forth to see. Was I just tripping? But it's the same thing. It's verse 14. Hezekiah's prayer.
Wow.
That's what it's about. It's Hezekiah received the letter from the hand. And it's the same identical thing in Isaiah chapter 7. It just messed me up. I say, Lord, he said confirmation. I said, thank you, Jesus. It was just confirmation. So I thank and praise God that you was obedient and you said what God told you to say at that time. It just messed me up just then. He let me know that this is confirmation. This is what he wanted you to preach on today, to minister on today. So I thank and praise God for you. I really enjoyed it, and prayer is always,
amen,
in order. I don't care if,
amen,
what kind of meeting you have. You can have a board meeting. In a food meeting, whatever kind of meeting, prayer is always in order. And I thank and praise God for prayer. Y'all know I love to pray, so it ain't no problem. But I'm going to get ready to just say a little prayer, and then we're going to close out because the word of God has already been bought. to the people of God. And I thank and praise God for that today. Father, we come right now to altar prayer. Lord, we just come right now just giving you praise, thanking you for that word that was just brought to us, God, a mighty word. In the name of Jesus, I just ask you today to bless the woman of God. In the name of Jesus, just bless her for her obedience. Bless her for that mighty, powerful word that she gave. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory on today. Bless every family member. I ask you to bless my children, grandchildren, and great-grand. Lord, I ask you to bless my siblings, my in-laws, my enemies, and my friends. Lord, I just ask you on today, Lord, to look down and have mercy on us, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to just cover us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just reign over us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bowing down right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just to worship you, Lord, just to give you praise. We don't, you covering us from all this sickness, and it's all around us, but we in this world, Lord, but we not of the world. We just thank you right now for covering us on today. Each one of my family members, God, I thank you right now that they covered under the blood, and I ask you to cover everybody, men, women, boys and girls all over this earth, God. I ask you to cover your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and encamp angels all around about us, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today to do it for us, God. In the name of Jesus, then I ask you right now, God, for that word, Lord. You know how, come on Monday. How, who you sent the word to, I thank you that it was to me in the name of Jesus. I thank it was to you, 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 and you. I give God praise on today, and I give God glory on today. I just thank you right now, Lord, for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you that you already done, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you today. I thank you today. I thank you for opening every door that we need to be open. I thank you for shedding those that need to be shed. I thank you on today, and I give you glory, and I give you praise on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover every vehicle, Lord. And I ask you right now to cover every vehicle that we driving, everyone on this radio broadcast. Then, Lord, I ask you right now to lead us every step of the way that we need to go. I ask you to lead us. I ask you to lead us, God. Don't let us step in nothing that we shouldn't step in. Don't let us be nowhere we shouldn't be. Don't let us say nothing that we shouldn't say. Lord, I ask you right now to let us be slow to speak, God, and slow to anger, Lord. And I ask you right now, Lord, to lead us. Lead us, Jesus, in what to do and what to say. Lord, I thank you today, and I give you praise on today. I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And we just give God all the praise on today. We give God all the glory today. I am so grateful and thankful for the woman of God for speaking on today. It was a mighty, powerful word. I give God praise on today. And I want to encourage you to even just push forward. Just go forward. Just let the Holy Ghost use you. Just let it down. Just let it go. Let it down, because God wants to use you even the more. Let him use you.
Open Amen.
Up and let him use you. I just want to encourage you today. Just stay focused. Don't stress. Stay focused. Stay focused on what God got for you to do. In the name of Jesus. And I'm so very proud and thankful today. I give God glory and I give him praise. We're not going to stay on, because I know that God is truly spoke. We all can take whatever she said and whatever you grasp out of what she said. Just take it and do what God leads you to do with it. So we're going to get ready to go
and do whatever the Lord have for us to do. We're going to be right back here on Tuesday evening and Thursday evening for our Bible class, and then the next Friday we'll have our worship service. Then we're going to either be off for maybe 2 weeks, maybe. I'll see what the Lord say. But, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for everyone. Father, I don't take it for granted that they get on this radio broadcast. I'm so grateful. I don't take that for granted, Father. Sometimes, and it have been, it was just only me and you. So I'm grateful for whoever be on this radio broadcast. I just thank and praise you for today. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. You all go in peace and have a blessed rest of the day. We've been blessed with the word of God. God bless you all. I love you, and God love you too. Have a good night. Amen. God bless you.